Hey, Rockstar, Matt here, and I probably don't have to tell you this because you do listen to this show, but just in case, you do know that lead generation is the engine that runs a real estate investing business, right? I mean, if you don't have consistent leads, you won't have consistent opportunities. And without that, your bank account is going to go up and down, just like a roller coaster. But if you know the best sources for leads and how to automate the flow of them, your income, it can be nice and steady to a point where you can then focus more on causing your income to grow rather than, you know, losing sleep over those money peaks and valleys. Let me show you how to avoid this feast or famine income flow in your business to make sure that your stress levels stay nicely in check. There are three things you have to do so your business doesn't turn on you and drain your bank account dry. You're going to want to take a look at epicintensive.com and register to join me in person for the next Epic Intensive in Manhattan Beach, California. It's the nicest beach city on the West Coast, by the way, and that's on July 18th through the 20th. This is going to be the last lead machine workshop before we change it up for 2020, and seating is limited. So if you don't get in on this one, that'll be all she wrote. We'll be on to the next thing next year, and right now, for a limited time, you can only get access at epicintensive.com. Right now, you can get two tickets for just a very small, fully refundable seat deposit. At the intensive, you're going to learn the essentials of a really good automated lead machine. We're actually going to work together on creating your very own that you'll be able to bring back to your market and put it to work. In fact, we're going to turn your weak lead generation into the strongest part of your business. Imagine what's possible when this is true for you. But remember, access to the Epic Intensive is only available for a limited time. When the seats are gone, they are gone. That's July 18th through the 20th. And it's California. It's the beach. It's the middle of summer. Bring the family. Make a vacation out of it. But don't delay. Go to epicintensive.com and register today.
Making offers and cashing checks. What's new? What's next? With Ashley Montillon.
Hello, this is Ash, Matt's assistant. We've got quite the episode ahead as Matt's going to debunk some goal-setting myths. Before he gets into the show, I wanted to real quickly tell you about what's new and what's next at Epic Real Estate. In the Epic Pro Academy on Follow Through Friday, I'm super excited to announce that we got some big wins once again this week. Chris completed a rehab that will net him approximately $14,000. He also got a contract on a property that will net him $30,000 and closed on a property that he can flip for a potential profit of $85,000. Jeff closed on a property that he's going to hold and made a finder's fee of $1,000, and he'll be receiving $600 in rent for that one. Jack sold three properties this week. John closed on a vacation condo with $15,000 in equity built in. A boss profited $19,000 in assignment fees. Kevin got a house under contract and has five seller finance rentals in the pipeline with tenants already in place. Speaking about Parker and the five contracts that he signed, five that are in place, and the $100,000 he has in escrow, if you want to see what Parker's doing to create these types of numbers, these types of results, he's actually going to be spilling the beans real soon in this new course that reveals exactly how to build and run a successful virtual wholesaling business the right way, regardless of where you live in the world. With that said, if you'd like to have a virtual wholesaling business that runs with or without your presence, regardless of where you live in the world, this might be the most important message you've ever heard. We've mentioned details on this course over the last few weeks, but registration is now officially open. We're actually going to be hosting our first live class next Tuesday. Make sure you grab yourself a spot at wholesalingvirtually.com. Once again, this course is not for beginners. Just saying. Alrighty, so again, you can sign up at wholesalingvirtually.com for early entry. Spots are limited. Alrighty, so that's all I have for you guys on what's new and what's next here at Epic Real Estate. Enjoy the show.
This is Terrio Media.
Yo. Yeah, we got the cash flow. Didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
Hey, Rockstar, it's Matt Terrio from Epic Real Estate. Are you struggling a little bit with the idea of setting goals, wondering whether or not to even write them down? Well, the quick answer is yes, you should write them down. But not why you might think, not why you've been, how you've been told, is I'm going to pull the curtain back on some very popular goal-setting myths. I'm going to show you how to use your goals to increase your chances of actually achieving them. I mean, we all have experience in setting goals before, and we've all failed to achieve some of them, right? And it's frustrating, I know. You might have even taken a goal setting workshop before. You might have read a book on the subject, or maybe you watched a video on goal setting, to again only be let down. I've been there too. I understand. The problem is that the goal setting experts are typically not goal achieving experts. And sadly, they'll almost always leave you unfulfilled with countless goal setting myths. I mean, they sound good, but they're myths. And in many cases, they're just flat out lies. But when you make a shift in who you listen to around goal setting by looking more and focusing more on the results of that person as opposed to their goal setting strategy, setting goals and writing them down can give you a big boost, propelling you forward towards their achievement. And that's what we all want, right? We all want to achieve our goals, indeed. So once you've written your goals down, I'm going to give you three specific things to do with them that will actually help you achieve them. Here's what most goal setting experts are going to tell you. It's the biggest goal setting myth of all. They're going to tell you that you are 97% more likely to achieve your goals if you write them down than if you didn't. Well, that's a myth. Did you know that 86.5% of all statistics are made up right there on the spot? For example, that one right there. But the goal setting experts, they're going to take this a step further. They're going to back up their statistic by citing a 1953 college study at Yale or a 1979 college study at Harvard, supporting this theory of having clearly defined written goals somehow makes the goals more achievable. 97% more achievable, in fact. Seemingly like magic. Well, those are lies. Those studies never happened. No magic gets created by just writing your goals down. But there is some practical use for having them written down. And I'm going to give you three things of how they can serve you in actually helping you achieve them, right? One, having your goals written down creates clarity. You can see where you're going. Because if you don't know where you're going or when you expect to arrive, any road is going to get you there. You know, it's like thinking about your next vacation. But if you never decide on the destination or put it in the calendar, it's never going to happen. So writing them down gives you clarity. Two, having your goals written down makes it easy to review them regularly, which holds your attention. When you review your goals regularly, it's going to impact your thoughts about your goals regularly. It'll keep them right here in front of mind. And keeping thoughts about your goals front of mind, it's super important because it's your thoughts that influence your words. And it's your words that inspire your actions that become your habits that create your results that manifest your destiny. So we have to have them written down because it holds your attention as well. And three, having your goals written down and reviewing them regularly reminds you daily as to why they were important enough to write them down in the first place. The why. And this right here, the why, this is the Mac Daddy of all three of these. Because if your why isn't big enough, if you're not reminded of it on a daily basis, it ain't getting done. Because it's your why that creates your motivation. And motivation in any endeavor worthwhile is vital to your results. We're human. It's natural for motivation to ebb and flow, to come and go. I mean, for many, motivation flat out just doesn't last. And as Zig Ziglar said, neither does bathing. That's why we recommend it daily. And that's precisely why the Daily Success Report begins with review your goals right here at the top. And the rule in this game with regard to reviewing your goals, you can only do it twice a day. That's it. That's the limit. And here's why. You see, the clarity, the attention, and the motivation by reviewing your goals gives you is it's essential to your success. It is indeed a money-making activity. But without action, nothing happens. That's another myth around goal setting as well. I mean, you can think about your goals all day. You can meditate on your goals all day long, but without action, backing up those thoughts, nothing happens. So twice a day, that's it. That's the max. Review them in the morning, review them in the evening. I don't know, keep them posted on your bathroom mirror so you can see them when you brush your teeth. And that way you won't even have to remind yourself to review them. Can you do this? You can, can't you? Yes, you can. So when will you begin? When would now be a good time? So God bless to your success. Now go make it rain.
Yeah, yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. Yeah, we got the cash flow. You didn't know, homeboy, we got the cash flow.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.